This program is brought to you by PrideNZ.com.
Hello, how are you today?
Good, good.
That's good. Who are you?
Ryan.
Hello, Ryan.
Hello, Benji.
So, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm 18 and I go to EIT and I live in Napier.
Okay. Anything else?
At this stage, I can't really think of anything else.
What music you're into?
I'm into quite a lot of different genres of music.
Like?
Yeah. Pop, rap, country, rock, believe it or not.
And hobbies and likes?
Well, I love writing, watching movies, and just hanging with friends.
So, what do you do at EIT?
Well, I study film and media. And I'm planning to do human psychology and behavioural therapy.
Where are you going to do that?
I'm thinking actually about doing that as a correspondence, but I may take it as a full degree subject.
Where?
Most likely Massey or Victoria.
Wellington or Palming?
I don't know. I think Wellington looks like a good variety at the stage.
It's a big place.
Yep.
Yeah. You can do things in Wellington.
Yep, indeed you can.
However, there is a lot of gay people in Palmy, but actually there's a lot of gay people in both places. Anywho, so what is your sex?
Well, I'm male and bisexual.
Male is your sex?
Yes.
We're not up to sexuality yet.
Okay.
What gender do you identify with?
Explain.
Well, like you're male. Yeah. And if you're talking about transgenders, they could be born as male, but they gender identify with female, or vice versa. Or if you're, for me, I'm a male, and my gender identity is male.
See your point, so I guess I'd be male.
Yes, and now your sexuality.
Well, I'm bisexual, believe it or not.
Yes, and cultural identity?
Explain.
What culture do you identify with?
Any, really.
Any?
Yep.
New Zealand, European?
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. And how do you express yourself, masculine, feminine, in between?
In between, I guess, depending who the person, I guess, I'm with.
Okay, when did you realise that you had attractions for the same gender?
I don't know, I guess. I didn't really start noticing till about 12, 11 maybe.
What happened?
I don't know. You have to remember it's happened so long ago, and you know, you mix details up and you don't pay attention to anything, but I don't know. It's just, I've been attracted to both sexes since then, I guess. I honestly believe I can't go further back than at 12 to 11.
Was there like a instant where you notice like another boy in class and you kind of started getting feelings or attractions?
I guess so. Feelings. Yep. I guess so, yep.
Could be like a classmate or a friend or a best friend or a teacher.
I think it started off with just kind of someone in the class and then we became friends and yeah. Just like any other soap opera, I guess.
Did it ever became even more than that?
It did. It became a lot more, but it kind of really didn't end as what what kind of does happen. It kind of ended actually quite tragic.
What happened?
Let's just say it kind of ended, it didn't end violently, but there were violent parts of the relationship. But just
a bit everywhere.
Yeah, we just, I only saw him we went to the same high school together, but I had really nothing to do with him, but yeah, I see him uptown now and again, but I just try to avoid as much contact I have with him.
So, did you ever deny your sexuality?
To my friends, I have never lied to them about it.
I mean, to yourself?
To myself, no, I haven't. I don't believe in lying to myself.
And did you ever not accept your sexuality?
I've always accepted who I am.
And, so when did you come out?
I don't know. I think probably 3-4 years ago, I guess. I came out to my friends due to severe stress, and I kind of had a minor breakdown during my year 11, and everything just kind of, the shit did hit the fan a bit, but yeah.
Who did you come out to first?
Came out to 3 of my best friends and 1 of my best friend's boyfriends, believe it or not.
What was the reaction to that?
They didn't actually care.
Mm.
They just thought, oh, okay.
Was there, what did they say, really?
They just said they're happy for me, and they accepted who I was and didn't actually care.
Did you have a boyfriend at the time?
No, I wasn't actually with anyone, but I did see someone, but it wasn't serious, and it ended.
Mm. So what's it like being bisexual in Napier?
It's okay. There are a lot of people, you know, that are the same as you. You just, you know, got to look and not be close-minded, as you could say. But apart from that, it's all good.
Is there a group in Napier?
Yeah, there is the Gay OK group.
Has it just started?
From my knowledge of it, it started, I think, either beginning of this year or very, very late last year.
I think it was...
memory serves me right. I haven't actually asked the co-founder of it yet.
I think it actually officially began in July, but I think it began earlier this year?
I guess so. I'm not too sure. I haven't actually asked the person that actually founded it yet.
When did you attend it? Well, first... attended it.
I actually joined it because of my best friend, who was actually gay at the time, but...
Gay at the time?
Yeah, well, who is gay, but I just joined it this year is to support him, but over time I actually found the people there to be extremely nice and, as you could say, different from what the other stereotypes, I guess, people have for them are.
When was that?
How you mean?
Like, what month?
The most recently I saw them, I think the 21st of September this year.
Mm.
And that was at a dinner function for the group. And there were about 17 of us, I think. Maybe 18.
So, it's a small group, but it's progressively getting bigger.
It is. Throughout New Zealand, and we even have a member in America and I think Germany. There's about 183 of us, I think. Last time I looked.
However, it's just mainly based in Hawke's Bay.
Yep.
How many from Hawke's Bay?
I think about 130.
So there's quite a bit.
Yep.
And it's open to all ages, isn't it?
Yep.
It's a QSA, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, so not just gay people, bi people, lesbian people, bisexual.
No, it's open completely to the public.
Mm. However, just... the majority of them are LGBTIQ.
Yep.
Yeah. So, did you have a bit of support about your sexuality?
Not really. My friends just accepted who I was and...
Well, that is support, really.
Yeah, we've remained open ever since. I don't, like, believe in lying to anyone, but my friends have accepted everything and have seen strong, and even some of them are bisexual.
Hmm.
It's, yeah.
You should bring them around so I can interview them.
Mm.
Help me out.
Yeah, I should, but I think Kayla would be a bit uneased of being interviewed, and Jacob, I have no idea where he's... I think he's actually in Hastings with his boyfriend.
Ooh.
Not too sure, my God. See, this is what happens when you don't have phone credit.
fun times. So you've been in relationships before?
Yes, I have.
And flings?
Yep.
How many relationships have you been in?
To be honest, I don't actually count. I try not to stay with a number. I think it's just extremely weird, and I try not to think.
How about thinking about it now? How many do you think?
I don't know. I don't want to sound like a slut on the video record.
Highly doubt that you would sound like a slut.
I don't know, maybe easily between 15 to onwards, I don't know.
Are they relationships or flings?
Relationships and flings.
So a bit mixed in between.
Yes, they are.
Would you like to tell us about one of your relationships?
Well,
or flame?
Going back to when I was younger, I was with somebody for about a few years, I guess 2-3 years maybe, and this was during my primary school, early intermediate years.
Well, that was quite young.
Yeah, I was about 8, maybe 9 when I started. I don't
know. So I'm in a relationship when you're 8 or 9, so 10 years ago.
Yeah. We've got to put a time machine and go back. It feels so long though. Oh my god, it does feel so weird and probably makes no sense.
I've never actually heard something like that before. Being in a relationship, like, it's like puppy love in a way. But being in a relationship when you're 8 with another guy, it's like almost unheard of, but it's amazing at the same time.
It started out as amazing, but remembering we were young and we did a lot of stupid things, and it did end badly though. But over time, I've managed to kind of do the whole forgive and forget thing, but it's just hard to accept that it's actually happened and what's happened, and you really can't deny the fact that any of it is false. It's just one of those sad fucking things that have happened, and you kind of have to move on from the fact. But
it was a very mixed, wasn't it?
Yeah,
like started off good, ended badly.
Yeah, it went along the lines of kind of like a love triangle thing and just ended in
a love triangle?
Yeah.
Did he fell for someone else?
No, it was kind of the other way around. It was to do with me, but for the record, you got to remember we were very young. We were like 8, 9, and you know, at that stage you know nothing better, but yeah, it's kind of one of the most things I do regret in my life.
Practically when you're 8 or 9, the only thing you really think is like, hello, I have a foot.
Exactly, that is exactly what it felt like. But nothing's ever happened with either of them ever since. I've actually kind of cut contact from both of them.
Yeah, that was like 10 years ago.
Yep.
Yeah. So, how do you meet other people in the LGBTIQ community?
Well, we talk mostly on Facebook. There is one person who, ironically, I did start talking to on the wall of the Gay OK group, and then we actually rapidly became friends and I added him. But yeah, apart from that, you just meet a lot of people through the website and add them as friends and you click like that.
Have you ever met anybody from pages like NZD, aka nzdating.com?
No.
Or manhunt.com, or the whole iPod Touch, iPhone Grindr?
No, I haven't met anyone.
I seem to be very experienced in this.
No, I the only way I met anyone is either through Facebook or probably the street corner.
The street corner?
Yeah, for the record, I'm not a prostitute. It's just,
hey!
I have to make light humour of myself, or otherwise it just ends tragically.
Hey, how much is it? Enough. Welcome to K-Road.
Wait. Well, you haven't seen the one on Napier yet.
Oh dear. It's probably...
I should just stop while I'm ahead. I'm kind of belittling the city, aren't I?
I don't know, that Napier had a red light district.
Oh, you'd be surprised what happens behind closed doors.
Or bushes. Anywho,
Or at school.
What is your definition of virginity, or your personal opinion?
On what? Everything in general?
No, virginity.
I don't know, I think it's just what everyone thinks of virginity, you know? The first time you have sex, basically.
Is that your opinion of it?
Well, it's what I've grown up to believe, but I honestly can't answer that question, because it's just, I have nothing against it, it's just I actually wouldn't know what to say about it.
About virginity?
Yes.
Do you think it could be more than just a sexual, physical thing?
Absolutely, I do believe it. It could mean a lot to people. It's just, I have a feeling we've kind of been lied to throughout the years of what words actually mean, so I kind of can't really comment or speculate.
What do you think it is?
I believe it is truly, I think it's the first time you fall in love.
Have you experienced or received any abuse or abusive behaviour because of your sexuality or gender identity?
I'm not going to lie on tape, but yes, I have.
A bit?
Yes.
A bit?
You could call it a bit, but yeah, it's not what they depict in horror movies or dramas, but it's, yeah, I've had my fair share of shit in the last few years.
Is it verbal or physical?
It's actually been both.
Both?
Yeah.
Which one has weighed more?
I think due to my mental state over the years, it's probably been physical abuse.
Mm.
But it seems to be verbal abuse that seems to be the domino pattern of my mental state that just triggers a lot.
Right. Well, thank you for the interview.
You're welcome.